plate a potential nugget.
Moving topics, Ravi, you work with, game. You've set up game. And one of the themes I've been curious about is how do you get somebody to think and behave like an entrepreneur? And you're trying to do this at scale with game. Can you talk to us a little bit about game, what you're trying to do there, but also what have you learned about building entrepreneurs?
Sure. So, look, the world is going through a period where the supply of jobs will not be able to keep pace with the demand for jobs. Okay. Partly because jobs are, as a construct, as an industrial thing, which is going away as companies want more fluid contracts. And also, we are doing a better job educating larger numbers of people. So, the supply side is increasing handily. So if this supply-demand gap is not short-term, but actually structural and long-term, then what you want to do is get more people becoming entrepreneurs, and both to feed themselves as well as maybe create livelihoods for a few more. And of course, in some parts of the world, entrepreneurship is flourishing. In our own country, it's doing very well in some of the larger cities like Bangalore or Gurgaon. But the question is, is it possible to catalyze this so it spreads like wildfire to our smaller cities, towns, and rural India? So that's the whole purpose of game, and our work is to try and make it aspirational, get more people to think about this as a conscious choice and number one or two on their choices rather than a government job, and then how do you help them think about a idea and incubate it, and how do you create an environment that promotes growth, so on and so forth. That's what we're trying to do in game. But along the way, we've realized that, look, while not everybody may want to be an entrepreneur or capable of being an entrepreneur, in a very, very fast-changing 21st century, everybody needs an entrepreneurial mindset. Okay? It doesn't matter what you're going to do, but the chances are, if you have an entrepreneurial mindset, you'll be more successful. Now, what is it about the entrepreneur's mindset? I think there are four or five things. One is they're able to sense opportunity. Every problem to an entrepreneur is an opportunity in disguise. Okay. To somebody else, every opportunity is a problem. So you want to help people make the shift. So if there's garbage lying on the streets, it's an opportunity for a waste business. Okay, climate change is the mother of all opportunities. So get them to sense and see opportunity and then act on something that moves them. So that's one aspect of an entrepreneurial mindset. A second one is this idea of resources versus resourcefulness. Don't get crushed by the fact that you don't have resources to start with. How do you bootstrap yourself? Is a very powerful idea. So, for instance, somebody may have an engineering degree from not a particularly good college. They can't find a job. Okay, if you have this bootstrap mentality, you'll say, "Look, I don't mind starting out as a Swiggy delivery person." But that's not where I'm going to end my life. That's just how I'm going to get going and bootstrap myself, and then in the off hours, I'm going to do something else. And then, so that's why I point out that this mindset is very crucial. Problem solving is another thing that every entrepreneur has to do. Every day there are new problems and you better figure out how to solve them fast. That's pretty handy in life as well. Tenacity, not giving up, staying with it till you encounter success is another attribute. So what we're saying is every person, will benefit and be more successful if they have some of these mindset and skills. And we found that it's teachable. So my co-founder, Mekin, has done some of the most pioneering work in the world. And, in over 1,000 Delhi government schools for 3 years, he and others have been running this entrepreneurship mindset curriculum for young people, grades 9 to 12. And from the sort of most difficult, challenging backgrounds. Think about who sends their kids to government schools these days. Because even your cook, maid, security guard, driver, they send their kids to English medium schools. So this is the next level of the pyramid. And kids from that environment have flourished. So we have demonstrated and learned that, you know, this is not something you're born with. It is no way correlated to socioeconomic backgrounds. Everybody can learn these skills. Some will become entrepreneurs, most won't. All will be better off.
Hmm. And of course, this is a large program, but at a headline level, what do you see are the key elements of the curriculum? What does it take? What are the different vectors to think about in terms of unlocking an entrepreneurial mindset?
So these are some of the attributes. So empathy is one. Without empathy, you're not going to be able to connect with an opportunity. Okay. So if, for instance, one person walks down a street completely oblivious to what's around. Another one looks at all the garbage lying around and is offended by this. The second person is more likely to do something about it. Okay. So how do you teach empathy? How do you people to open up all their senses and feel? So there are ways we do that. It's rare that you're going to be able to accomplish something on your own. Okay, forget entrepreneurship. In this world, very few things require you to be solo. In fact, if you're actually just an IC, your work can probably be most automated. Okay, you're at greatest risk of automation. The more your work is interdisciplinary, collaborative, etc., the safer you are. So learning to work in teams is a very, very crucial skill. So, and that can't be taught in a classroom. So you do it experientially by giving, people projects or tasks to accomplish where they have to work with others. Okay.
And
through practice, they get better at it. You give them lots of challenges. So in the book, I give the example of how Udyam teaches tenacity. You have to accomplish some complicated task with your non-dominant hand. And it's intensely frustrating to build a paper plane with your non-dominant hand. Even if it takes you 1 hour and the end product isn't all that great, you stick with it. So now it starts exercising that muscle called tenacity. So every one of these attributes that we have laid out, and there are about 10 of them, can be learned in an experiential way in a relatively short period of time. It's very encouraging.
Thank you for listening. For more, do visit the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com and look up the playlist Entrepreneurship.